That's what I would like you to do. And I'd like you to use it as a stick with which to beat your politicians. When you elect them, when you re-elect them, when you vote for them, when you listen to what they're offering you, use that word good and ask yourselves, is that what a good country would do? And if the answer is no, be very suspicious. Ask yourself, is that the behavior of my country? Do I want to come from a country where the government, in my name, is doing things like that? Or do I, on the other hand, prefer the idea of walking around the world with my head held high, thinking, yeah, I'm proud to come from a good country, and everybody will welcome you. And everybody in the last 15 seconds before they drift off to sleep at night will say, gosh, I'm glad that person's country exists. Ultimately, that, I think, is what will make the change. That word good and the number 6.8 and the discovery that's behind it have changed my life. I think they can change your life, and I think that we can use it to change the way that our politicians and our companies behave. And in doing so, we can change the world. I've started thinking very differently about my own country since I've been thinking about these things. I used to think that I wanted to live in a rich country, and then I started thinking I wanted to live in a happy country, but I began to realize it's not enough. I don't want to live in a rich country. I don't want to live in a fast-growing or competitive country. I want to live in a good country. And I so hope that you do too. Thank you.